the house up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I pray that you give us talented singers, talented drama players, and every other person, Lord, so that the one that in the piano, so that he can have more time to sing for us. Thank you, Lord, for you're able to provide. In Jesus' name. And I thank God for the talented drummers in O'Neill and others we have also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the gift, for the effort you make towards the house of the Lord will bless you. Amen. I'm glad to see all of you this morning. I'll try to be brief as much as possible. The thing about some of, I wish I'm going to preach some kind of a very uplifting message to go with the wonderful song, but it's a little damper kind of message, but necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The reason being that, I've seen many of the churches out there today, and many of the Christians today, and in our discussion early this morning, our brother doing the review and also the message of our brother last week is pointing to the same thing, the quality of our Christian life. And today, if you don't preach message that people like, they stop coming to church. And if you want to fill this place up, just preach comfortable messages. Just tell people what they want to hear. Don't tell them about righteousness. Don't tell them about Christian living or Christian principle. Do whatever you like, as long as you come to church and give a tithe, we're okay with you. But by God's grace, that shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. The purpose of being a Christian is to make it to the kingdom of God. If you don't make it to the kingdom of God, it's a wasted time. The purpose of being a Christian is to make it to the kingdom of God. So even when you hear uncomfortable thing that pinches you, is God trying to move you up and not pulling you down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, let's quickly open our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Let's be fast. We're a little caught into the message. And the title of the message is Identity Crisis. Identity Crisis. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read together. Everybody, join me and read it out loud. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priest. I want you to read out, everybody. Read out with me. Start from beginning again. Join me and read it out. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of his darkness into his marvelous light. That is the purpose of being a Christian. It's not to come and give money. It's not come and wear a nice suit like I'm wearing and show off on Sunday. Some people are laughing over there at the back. Yeah, brother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not because of that. It's not because it's a day to meet and dance and sing and rejoice. Yeah, part of it also. But also a time for us to re-examine our life. And if things are not right, say they're right. It's a walk with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many Christians are suffering a spiritual malady called identity crisis. ID crisis is a period of uncertainty and confusion in which a person's sense of identity becomes insecure. Some people with ID crisis will strand the fence. That is one leg, the other side, the other leg, the other side. And they start asking themselves, do I belong? Should I belong? And with time, if care is not taken, they default to the most dangerous category of saying, I don't care if I belong. Spiritual identity crisis can cause you to be spiritually insecure. You will be like a chameleon. Funny enough, Pastor Peter said something in that regard when we were discussing this issue earlier this morning. You will be like a chameleon that changes color in every environment. At times, you blend in with the believers. Next, you blend in with the world. On Sunday, you are definitely a Christian, saved by grace. And on Monday, you are not so sure. This will allow you to be equally yoked in action and conduct with the world on Mondays and Fridays or Saturdays. On Sunday, you are the Holy One. One actress summed it up regarding to identity crisis nicely when she admitted something. Very popular actress. Thing they say is Nicole Kidman. Doesn't matter you are rich, you are talented, you are this and that, you can have identity crisis. She said, I don't know who I am, what I am, or where I am headed. Unfortunately, you can attribute it to the Christians today. I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am, what I am, or where I am headed. We have identity crisis. Everybody here have an ID. If you don't have it, you won't be able to drive. If you drive with it, without it, the police pull you over, you are in trouble. What does your ID do for you? It identifies who you are. In Christianity, we have our own ID. ID that we carry is these things we read in 1 Peter 2:9. You are a called out people, a peculiar people. Go search out the word peculiar, exceptional, different. When you stand, you see a different. When you talk, there is a different. When you act, there is a different. You don't feel the norm. Pastor Austin Wayne was talking this morning. Some of us were not here. Giving a ride. People admitted they are Christian but asked, go drop me off in there. What's that place again? Some place they dance and stuff and do a, what's it called? Highland somewhere. Don't give the address out. So, that's it. But they admitted they are Christian. When he started, as he said, by your fruits you shall know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Part of the reason this place is not packed, maybe two reasons, say part of the reason, is that at times we speak things that will pinch you. And the next time, they don't show up. They don't come to church again. We have had people that are rebuked in regards of righteousness in love. And they take offense and they went to where it is comfortable. Where you go and you come out, you are not really held to any accountability. The purpose of the whole thing is for you to make the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If a policeman, talking about ID, is not wearing his uniform, and he doesn't pull out his ID, you don't give him the respect accorded to him. He's just an ordinary Joe. But when he pulls out his identity, the situation or the whole situation changes because now he says, he can shoot you. Now see his ID. If he says freeze, you better freeze. If he says spread it, you better spread it, because he has an authority and he can back it up. The insecurity today we have cut across young and old Christians. Abraham Peter also said this morning, it's like stealth Christianity, because you identify so much with the world that you are not a cell. You cannot be seen on the ladder of the word of God. Our brother also said of a man who called himself a priest. When somewhere I say it's a priest, they tell him, don't say that word again. Every time we see you coming to this place, you are coming with different woman. But that is part of what many people who call themselves Christians are today. Eric Erickson, who come up with the coin, the word identity crisis, the theory, he says that failure to achieve certain ego ID at certain age can affect your psychological development, affecting cohesion and creating role confusion. Let's just break down that big grammar. I'll take the simple one, role confusion. What is your role as a Christian? What is your duty as a Christian? When you don't know your role as a Christian, you become confused. You need to go and ask yourself, what is Christianity? The shortest and quickest way to answer is what Christian definition means. You say, Christ-like people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if my action does not promote the kingdom of God, it's not Christ-like. If my action is making the world to be comfortable with me, then it is not Christ-like person. You cannot blend with Christianity, run with the sheep, and mingle with the wolf. It doesn't work out. The purpose of being a Christian is for you to make the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of God's eternal promises and nature that is encoded in you, in your genes as a believer. When you flash your spiritual identity, here is some of the things you are telling people. When people flash their spiritual, their identity, they belong to a club, they belong to this group, they belong to this, that, whatever they belong, it makes what? It makes people to identify with them. You are part of this, you are this or you are that. But then you, when you have a spiritual identity ID card, and when you pull it out, you are telling people some of these things, and I'll read them quickly. I sit in high places with Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. When a policeman pulls his ID card and flash to you, he's telling you, you better listen to me and do what I tell you to do. I have the power to detain you, to lock you up, or even to shoot you. That is power given to him by the authority. When you pull your ID card, your spiritual ID card, and show it out, you are telling everybody around you, you are telling even the spiritual kingdom to listen. Sit up. What does it say? It says, I sit in Christ, with Christ in high places. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Above what? Above all principalities. Above all powers. Above all dominion. Above all nature, murder man, woman, agents of the devil, I am placed above them in high places. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you pull out your ID and flash it, your Christian ID, and flash it and say it and show it, you are telling the world, I am accepted. I belong to his body. Ephesians chapter 6, chapter 1, verse 6. Why is it necessary for you to identify to the world that you are accepted? I've seen people who want to become part of a gang, become part of some society. They go through all the demeaning actions, insults, Some of them, they torture them, they haze them, they rape them, they do whatever they want just for them to wear that badge of identity belonging to a gang, a club, or whatever. Why do people have to go through that? I ask myself. Because they want to be accepted into that gang, whether it is good for them or not. But you, as a Christian, when you pull your spiritual ID, you are telling, I am accepted in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You belong to Christ. I imagine how it is. I belong to Christ. Whenever I call in a situation my name, I'm coming to that later on. Another thing, when you pull the badge of your Christian ID, you are telling the world, I am victorious, I have power, I have authority, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That would be Philippians 4:13. To the close of the discussion this morning, it is hard for God to walk with you or do anything for you or identify with you if you are not aware of your spiritual identity in Christ. Now, there are people who have this also Christian inferiority complex. I was troubled throughout the weekend. A friend called me. Without going into the story, it was such troubling for me for 3 days. I prayed about it. I even spoke to one of the pastors about it. That's how troubling it is. This is a man I know that was a man of faith. And here is Satan kicking him around, left, right, family, money, everything, just buffeting him every angle. And not because of righteousness. It's lack of applying faith and wisdom. I said, if you have Christian inferiority complex, Satan and his angel will walk all over you. Quote me on that. I also spoke to a sister 2 days ago, and I was troubled also. I noticed that Satan is just using her as a ping pong, wherever he wants to play. I said, here is what is happening. And she admitted it. Yes, I know. But you know what? I think I'm okay with it. You shouldn't be okay with enemy treating you. You are a daughter or son of God. You are a peculiar people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That should not be our portion in Jesus' name. You may also have the other type of identity crisis that many have today called Christian superiority complex, where they are prideful, where they are arrogant, or as the saying goes, they are full of themselves. Exaggerated sense of self-worth will set in when you have this type of identity crisis. Which things God hates and will resist if you are prideful and arrogant, Ephesians 4:6. For he says he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you are a janitor in an office, you wear a badge of a janitor. Am I right? That's it. Allows you to come and mop my floor, clean my desk, do whatever. That's your job. When you are promoted to a manager, you are given a badge saying you are now a what? A manager. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It gives you a sense of authority. It gives you a power in that environment that you don't have before. Now, I want to tell you this morning, as we go on to conclude soon, that if you don't have that badge that promoted you to sonships of God, making you to be aware of who you are, then you should seek God's face. Because with it, you have certain authority. You now know you are right. And that you are right cannot be impeached on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you don't know your position in Christ, you'll be a mediocre Christian. Always somebody that the enemy is buffeting left, right, front, and back. I'll give two examples quickly. Anytime God wants to upgrade people in the Bible, and the enemy has been pushing them around, he called them out and changed their ID. One of these people is the tower of faith we know as Abraham. Prior to this type in Genesis chapter 17 verse 5, quickly please, because I want us to round up soon. Genesis chapter 17 verse 5. It says, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be what? Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to verse 15. Verse 15. And God said also to Abraham and to Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt no more call her name Sarah, but thou shalt call her what? Sarah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why do God have to change the ID of these two individuals? Mind you, they are fearing God. They fear God. Abraham is such a righteous man, fearing God, that God speaks to him face to face. But for 70 years of his life, 80 years of his life, things has not worked out the way it should. Even though there was a promise made to him on this regard. His name, Abraham, means exalted father. Sarah, who is the wife, the mean is quarrelsome. And because of the identity, they have not realized, not necessarily on the name alone, but they don't know the ID, the personality, who they are in the Lord Jehovah. The enemy imposed upon them, they couldn't have a children. That is the problem that caused Abraham. One, at a point the wife said, well, I can't have a children, go into my housemaid and have one. He went in, contrary to God's instruction to him, and he begat Ishmael. Till today, me and you are still suffering for the consequences of that sin. The children of Edom and Palestinians, they are there. They are confused. They don't know where they belong. Then at a point, the wife said, okay, I'm no more happy with this situation. Let's throw. And he agreed. This is all what happens when you don't understand who you are. You go left, you go right, you strand the face, you go. You don't really know where to belong. Then God called them one day and said, from today, instead of being an exalted father, I'm changing your name from Abram to what? Abraham, father of all nations, or father of nations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Sarah, from being a quarrelsome, troublesome woman, from today, I'm changing your identity, I'm upgrading you, I'm updating you, I'm giving you a new ID called Princess. That is Sarah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God changed their ID. And when God changed your ID, as he will change it in Jesus' name, in every aspect of your life, God will upgrade you. There's levels of ID. There's ID for a janitor. There's ID for a manager. There's ID for CEO. I say God will give you the highest in the mighty name of Jesus. That is my portion. Not a mediocre Christian. Not one that Satan will walk all over. Not one that the enemy will play ping pong with. Not one that cannot access my rights. Not one that I'm locked out from my own investment. No, that is not your portion. That is not my portion. When we become a Christian, we made an investment to God. When it is time to cash in, you should be able to cash it in Jesus' name. In your husband's life, in your children's wife, in your wife, in your children, everything, you should be able to cash in the promises of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you have certain access. Another man, Gideon, in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Gideon didn't know, or he forgot, that he was a mighty warrior of God. But he would become a coward. And let's read together. And there came an angel of the Lord and said under the oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizlite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Go to 12. Go to 12, please. Verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Those two verses is different. Verse 11, he was hiding. Let me give you a quick summary of the chapter. The Midianites has taken control of Israel for 7 years. There was an invasion. They overcame them. Everything the Israelites have belongs to them. Their children, their wife, their food, their wheat, their cattle, their sheep, their oxen. They have it. The only way an Israel can save what they have is to go hide somewhere and hide it under cave and everywhere, just so that a Midianite can come and say, that is yours, but it's mine now. That is exactly what the devil does. What belongs to you, he call it his. And when you're a mediocre Christian that don't know your ID in Christ, well, take it and go. So, the Gideon was hiding food so that he can hide it from the Midianites. What belongs to him? His entitlement is now in jeopardy because somebody else wanted it. Then in the midst of it, an angel came and called him what? A mighty man of valor. It's contradictory. More like a coward. More like a fearful person. More like somebody who doesn't know their right. And he said, if I'm a mighty man of valor, why is all this thing happening to me? Because he does not know his position. Because he does not know who he is. And that is what God is bringing out to you this morning. When you know who you are, you cannot be walked over with. And I'm not saying what I've not experienced. I can give you testimony over testimony over testimony. When the enemy want to encroach, I say, no, it shall not be so in Jesus' name. Because I know, I'm definitely sure of the ID I have in Christ. So, he said, what did you call me? He said, mighty man of valor, huh? Am I a mighty man? He said, you are. He gave it a thought and said, okay, I want certain things done. He asked, and we're not going to go into the long story. At the end of the day, he believed himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From being a coward, hiding Christian, he became a Christian that will speak with the enemy at the gate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Midianites came to attack them. He said, no way this time. He called Israel and said, I am no more a coward. I am no more a fearful person. I'm a mighty man of valor. Some look at him and say, you sure about that? He said, yep. Just watch me. They gathered thousands, about 30,000 or so. Say, okay, we're going to go and fight with you. He said, no. I only want people who knows their ID. Who knows who they are. Out of 30,000 or how many did he choose? 300. And with 300, there was a rumble. He smote the Midianites, he delivered Israel, and reconquered everything the enemy has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you cannot have your ID and contradict it. Knowing your ID means walking and living with God. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. As we stand, there's this song that I hear our sister singing at times by a Nigerian singer. I say, Osinachi, or Sinach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He say, you're a chosen generation. I know who I am. What he say I am. That is what I am. This knowledge will enable you to walk in power. He say, you're walking in miracles. And I live a life of favor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear the word of that lady again. He says, you are a chosen generation. He said, I know who I am. He said, what he say I am. That is what I am. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then I say that this knowledge of knowing who you are, what God say you are, and what you admit to yourself that you are, will allow you and enable you to walk in power, to walk in miracle, and live a life of favor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I agree with the testament of that woman. It's in agreement with what I just said. The problem is some of us are covert Christian, stealth Christian. We want to leave both sides. We want to dangle on both fence. You either you are with the Lord or you are not with the Lord. If you are not with the Lord this morning, there's an opportunity. It is a time of consecration. I'm going to take a few minutes to pray. If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus and you are standing here this morning, if you are not sure of your ID in Christ, I want you to step over and we take a minute or two to pray with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we sing this song, you can step forward. If you want God to change your ID, we're only going to take a few minutes. We're not going to take time on this. I want you to step forward quickly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At times in the midst of life's stressful situation, myself, when uncertainty reigns, I recall myself and say, who I am in the Lord. I remember calling myself Emmanuel and say, why, yes, I'm calling myself Emmanuel. That's my name. You know what that means? It means God is with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is who I am. The same Jesus Christ in Exodus 34:6, he started to declare who he is. He said, I am the Lord God. Merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. He started reminding himself of who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So if you are here this morning and you need a prayer in that regard, I want you to quickly come forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let us just sing this song as we pray. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. Say with me again, everybody. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I know some people are traveling to Nigeria. We only have a few minutes, please. Our sister Dora and Pastor Augustine and our brother Ezebo. I don't know if Mama is traveling. If not, you come and represent whoever is traveling. Please come on right now. We are praying. They are going to Nigeria. I thank God they are going for wedding of their children. This family is going for the wedding of their children, and this family is going for the wedding of their children. Sister Christy, I know you are backing them up also by going with them. Come on and let us pray for them. Keep on singing, people, while I pray. Keep singing that song. Love God. Raise your hand and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover everybody here in the blood of Jesus. They are daughters and sons of God, and joint heirs with Christ. As they travel, the name of Jesus Christ will go with them. The enemy will not exert upon them. They will go in the train. They will go in the bus. They will go in the car. They will fly in the airplanes. And they will land in peace wherever they are going and come back in peace in Jesus' name. We cover you in the blood of Jesus. 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 Your husband in the blood of Jesus. Your husband in the blood of Jesus. We cover you 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 in the blood of Jesus. Let the angel of the Lord watch over you in the name of Jesus and go with you in all your way. The occasion you are going for, the Lord will prepare the way for you. He will make a way each way, and he will bless your going. He will bless your coming. Everybody coming in that occasion, they are covered in the blood of Jesus.
There will be no accident. There will be no emergency. There will be no confusion. There will be no disorder. In the name of Jesus, even the angel of the Lord, that great angel, shall go with you and bring you back safely in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. Even according to your promises, he said, if two or three of us shall agree concerning anything, it is done. The saints have prayed, we believe, and we receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go and sit down. I'm a child of God. A joint with. A joint with. The praise team, or I don't know if they'll be singing some more. You can come and let us take the offering, please. A joint with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son with Christ. I'm a child of God. A joint with Christ. I'm a child of God. A joint with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. Oh, yeah, blood. Now flows through my veins. Jesus, royal blood, now flows through my veins. Jesus, royal blood, now flows through my veins. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom, I'm a son. Hallelujah.